again, Michael Conner, another Geezer cast. This one featuring a new tune. I decided to spend this rainy weekend at the farm goofing around with a new version of the drumming gizmo, which now does shuffle beats on the 16th instead of just the 8th, so that's what this is all about. Actually, that rhythm is called Rosanna. For those of you who know that tune, that's what that reminds me of, too. But that isn't Rosanna, that's me. And, this time I thought I'd talk about the events of the week. For you, my unborn grandchildren, we're in sort of a creepy period in American history where our administration has decided to essentially ignore the law, as far as I can tell. They've been doing a whole bunch of stuff and they've been getting in trouble. And the thing I find interesting, and the reason I wanted to do a Geezer cast about this, is over the last several weeks, the administration has been sort of caught red-handed doing some things that are illegal. And interestingly enough, American public is pretty evenly divided as to whether that's a bad thing or not. Some of the things that are going on is that the administration has got the NSA looking at a lot of the internet traffic that flows around, clearly in violation of some of the privacy laws they've got to deal with. I think it's AT&T, one of the big carriers anyway, and they're scraping packets across the whole internet, keeping an eye out for bad things, no doubt. And the one that came out this week that was pretty neat was that three of the four major phone companies have been sharing their caller records with the administration since right after the 9/11 attacks. Now, I kind of used to be in the phone business, and sharing caller records is like super illegal. And I am a complete whiner about Quest most of the time, and especially Joe Nachio, who was the guy that was the president when I was doing the ISP. And I was kind of known around Quest as that guy because I caused him an awful lot of trouble when we were doing the ISP. But I have to take my hats off to him. Joe Nachio and Quest is of the four major phone companies, the only one that turned down the administration's request. They did not share their caller ID or their call records with the NSA, whereas the other three just sort of rolled over and said, oh, sure, you can have them. So, you know, points to Quest. This is a very unusual thing. Mike O'Connor giving Quest an attaboy, but by golly, that was a good thing they did. And what's interesting is that the way the question is being posed is to the American people is, well, which would you rather have, private call records or an effective war on terrorism? And that, I think, gets us to the topic of today's Geezercast, which is the big lie. We've got a big lie going on here, folks. This war on terrorism thing is being used as an excuse to do all kinds of stuff that under almost any other circumstance would drive people crazy. And interestingly enough, it's the Republicans who are, and the conservatives who are sort of carrying the banner on this, which I find interesting given that it used to be that the Republicans were the people who wanted the government out of our lives. But they're saying, you know, look, one of the blogs, I think one of the local blogs was saying, administration accused of effective war on terror. You know, big sarcastic deal. And I think that the tricky bit is that people seem to have forgotten why we have those laws. So I thought I'd just remind you, my unborn grandchildren, I sure hope that by the time you're listening to this, we've gotten over this phase. Although I imagine it's just sort of a cyclical thing. We hit another low point sort of like this during the Nixon administration, and this is where a lot of the laws that we have today come from. President Nixon did a lot of things to abuse the intelligence gathering apparatus, mostly of the FBI, in which he used the FBI to spy on his political enemies. And that resulted in affirming up of the laws to protect our privacy and also the laws that restrict the power of the president. Now, the interesting connection there is that a fellow named Dick Cheney was the chief of staff for Gerald Ford, and he sort of suffered through that period where presidential power was restricted. And interestingly enough, Dick Cheney is the guy that's sort of behind this current rampage through our personal privacy, and much of it's in the name of re-establishing the powers that the president really ought to have to effectively protect the country. And, you know, that's a problem. I mean, the reason that we put the laws in was because, sure, it's a noble thing to protect the citizenry from terrorists, but there are two arguments against that. One, I'm not sure that keeping track of every single call that every single American makes to everybody else is really the right way to do that. And the second thing is that once you've got all those records, you can do a lot of other stuff with that information that I don't think even Republicans, even neocon Republicans in their current state of amnesia would really like. For example, they could go and keep track of their enemies the way Tricky Dick Nixon did. But nowadays, you could also do a lot of really interesting stuff with sort of affinity group marketing, where you find out who's talking to who, and you form clusters of those, and then you market to those clusters. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that having those call records would enable an administration to do that I don't think we really want. So I'm agin it. By golly, I'm agin it, and I'm glad they're getting caught, and I hope they get whacked for it. But I hope that coming out of this, you, my unborn grandchildren, this doesn't mark the beginning of sort of the end of American privacy, because it could well go that way. Right now, American public opinion is against me on this one. Unusually enough, I was going to do one of my periodic ventures out into the public opinion polls, where I was going to rant about how I'm in the majority on most issues, and I am still, but I was so startled by the fact that I'm in the minority, not by much. I mean, it's 51 to 48 or something like that. It's not like I'm in the huge minority, but I was astounded to find that 51% of Americans don't see the problem in tracking all of our internet activity and tracking our phone calls and stuff like that. That strikes me as a pretty amazing statement about where we're at today as a country, and I thought warranted a little time capsule to you, my unborn grandchildren. I'm going to wrap this one up by letting the rest of that new song play out. I usually don't play as much of it as I will today, but I kind of like this one. It's a little change of pace. So that's it for this time, and I guess I'll see you the next time.